As the brother pointed out, we don't have any hateful remarks. I do see signs there saying, go home, terrorists. That's a hate remark. I hope that our people are taking their photographs and will pursue that with the Toronto Police to see if we can file defamation charges against them, because that is considered hate speech, and we don't have a single sign presenting any hate speech on our side. Alhamdulillah. So again, I would like to invite another sister from the Jewish community. This is Sandra Rouge, who was the organizer for the Canadian boat to Gaza. And she's a fighter for the Palestinians. Let's welcome her.
Salam alaikum. And Eid Mubarak to my Muslim brothers and sisters. This is not my Judaism over here. As a Jewish woman of faith, my Judaism was always tikkun olam, healing the world. It was always thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, and thou shalt not murder. And when I walked in Palestine, living in Haifa for 2 years, the things that I saw constantly broke my heart, but also made me so confused, because how was this my Judaism and how was this my Jewish state? In 2009, I went twice to Gaza and I saw the massacre and the desecration, and it was so hard. It was just so hard to sit in tents with mothers and little children and to see how they were forced to live and to know that they'd been forced to run from their homes. From the minute that I saw what I saw in the West Bank, I knew that this is just what I had to do forever, and I'm going to keep doing it, and I'm going to keep calling on you to come out on the streets and keep supporting us. And soon we will have a free Palestine. Way, and I keep asking you to support me while we do that. I want to tell you, as a member of the Freedom Flotilla, there is a beautiful tall ship. Her name is Estelle, and this ship is started sailing from Sweden. It's a Swedish flotilla initiative, and she is traveling through Europe and down south, and soon, inshallah, she is going to sail into Palestine and into Gaza. On Gaza. But just in case something goes wrong, we'll continue to build Gaza's Ark. We're building a boat inside of Gaza. We're working with the people of Palestine to make a new project. The Canadian boat to Gaza, the Americans, Australians, we have people in Denmark and Belgium all working with us. We're going to build a boat inside of Gaza. We need your support to help make this happen. We have a new website, Gaza's Ark. We want you to go onto the website, support it, help us build this boat. Because we're not just going to bring people out of Gaza. They wouldn't let us go in. We're going to sail out. Because if you live in Gaza, you can't even go out and fish to feed your family. You can't go out and fish to have a business. Because the Israeli army is shooting at you every single day. But we're going to build a boat in Gaza. We're going to buy goods in Gaza. We're going to have you buy some of those goods in Gaza. And we're going to sail them out. And we're going to break the siege from the inside out. We continue our peaceful struggle. There will be a free Palestine. We will break the siege on Gaza. As a Jewish woman, as a Jewish woman of faith, as a woman with an Israeli passport, I remind you that you can tell all Zionists that anti-Zionism is not anti-Semitism. We have a right to speak out against this horrible and disgusting government.